Time now to revisit our top story. The Canadian government is expected to announce on Monday that it will be dropping its COVID-19 vaccination requirement and end random COVID-19 testing for people entering the country. It is also expected to make the ArriveCan app optional. The current COVID-19 emergency order in council is set to expire on September 30th. The decision was awaiting approval by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. As I said, the government is expected to officially announce this policy on Monday. In regards to the policy where you must wear masks on flights and on trains, no decision there. Cabinet is supposed to be looking at that issue today. We may perhaps get an announcement late tonight or perhaps tomorrow on that issue. Joining me now is Blaine immigration lawyer Len Saunders, who follows us very closely. Len, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jeff.
First of all, your reaction, this news moved about, 4 hours ago. Your thoughts on what is being contemplated up here in Canada?
Well, I think it's great news for Canadians because now you're going to see a lot of Americans who are entering Canada who have been hesitant to over the last 2.5 years or who have been unable to because they're not vaccinated. So I think for a lot of towns right along the border on the Canadian side, they're going to see definitely an influx of Americans going north. The only concern I have is it's interesting that the Americans haven't changed their policy. So even though it looks like Canada's dropping the vaccine requirement and the Arrive Canada app and these random testings, there's been no change on the American side. So for Canadians who aren't vaccinated, they still can't fly to the U.S. They still can't drive, even though most of the officers aren't asking if Canadians are vaccinated. But it's great for Americans because now Americans who most people didn't have exemptions for going up to Canada to see family and they weren't able to travel if they weren't vaccinated, which I think half of the American population is not vaccinated. This is definitely a win-win situation for Americans going north and Canadians now, getting business up in Canada.
And have you had any indication from American authorities whether they would follow Canada's lead? Generally, it's the other way around. Americans announce something and we follow pretty quickly. In this case, it'll be reverse. Have you been given any sense of when this rule may change?
I haven't heard anything. And, this whole, lack of cooperation, it's just typical of what's been happening with both governments during the pandemic. Here you have before COVID, you had all of these cross-border programs, Nexus and cooperation, sharing information. It's not like there's been a lack of cooperation. There's been no cooperation between the two sides. You have, vaccination on one side required, not on the other. You have Arrive Canada app on one side, not on the other. It's just, it's definitely disappointing going back over the last 2 years that there still is no cooperation. What Trudeau should be doing is picking up the phone and calling Biden right now and saying, we've dropped all of our requirements. How about you doing the same thing? Because, as I was saying, it's great for Americans going back and forth because Americans don't have to be vaccinated going into the U.S., but Canadians still have to. So, a great example. I'm dual, so I could go back and forth, but I've been hesitant on booking any flights out of Vancouver Airport, which I traditionally, I haven't flown out of Vancouver Airport for almost 3 years, and that's normally where I fly to the U.S., not Seattle, because it's so much closer. So when I heard these, the dropping of the restrictions earlier today, I went ahead and I bought my Hawaii tickets for Christmas time, which the last 2 years I've flown out of Seattle, because even though I'm vaccinated, they keep changing rules. And I was concerned that, there'd be some kind of last minute stipulation like last Christmas where the Canadian government advised Canadians not to travel overseas. And so for me, it was great news. I was able to save a fortune on buying flights out of Vancouver, and that, once again, helps the Canadian economy and Americans spending their money up in Canada.
Yeah. In regards to the immigration business and you operating just across the border in Blaine there, what kind of impacts has it had on your business, on immigration generally, overall?
Well, for me, it's interesting. The pandemic for my business has actually been fairly good because a lot of people have been separated because of the pandemic. And so for me, business I hate to say it, most of the gas stations can blame. They really suffered, and the mailbox businesses, they suffered a lot. I was one of the few who actually did fairly well, because a lot of people were, you know, getting married and trying to, you know, get on one side of the border or the other because of the pandemic. So for me, business has been pretty good. But, you know, I know a lot of the businesses in Blaine, they just want to get back to normal. It's, you know, we're getting to a three-year point now when the pandemic started, right? A couple more months and we're almost into 2023. This has been going on through 2020. So I think a lot of, you know, businesses in Blaine are going to be happy. I definitely see a lot more cars, Canadian cars in Whatcom County. The border lineups are a lot busier. But, you know, I know just a lot of Americans were so hesitant. I've only been up to Canada 5 times myself in the last 2.5 years. I used to go over almost every single day. I did my shopping up there. I would get my car serviced. I did my dry cleaning up there. And just all of these impediments just prevented people from going back and forth just because of all the hassles. So I think Trudeau did a smart move here, especially with the Christmas season coming up, mm-hmm. to try to eliminate any of these crossings. I just wish that the American government, you know, had been, you know, somewhat, you know, working together with the Canadians. And, you know, you go back to the Nexus program. The Americans still haven't, you know, been willing to do interviews in Canada for Nexus interviews. So now you have backlogs of years and years for applicants for Nexus cards.
I got my Nexus cards a few years ago for the first time, and it took a bit of time, but it got done. This is all pre-COVID, and fortunately, it's still eligible, and I don't have to deal with the hassle presently, which you described. But it looks like the system's going to take a while before it gets back to normal, isn't it, with Nexus?
Well, it's interesting with Nexus because they extended cards for 2 years if you applied prior to the expiry date, and now they've extended them for 5 years. So anyone who applies before the expiry date now has an automatic 5-year extension. It's the poor people who didn't see that their cards were expiring during COVID because they didn't use them. They're at the back of the line. And somebody told me recently that they tried to book a Nexus appointment at the Blaine office, and the next available appointment was in 2030, in 8 years. Like, I said to them, was that a glitch in the system? And they swear it said 2030. And all I saw was, I'm glad my Nexus card hasn't expired and I still have it.
No kidding. My God, you can tell the impacts of COVID. Once you're past all this, there's going to be huge challenges. We already see that at our passport offices here in Canada, but Nexus is another one as well. Len, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the conversation. Look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thanks, Chad. Have a great day.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.